From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Machapinto. State Representative Angela Romero will sponsor a bill to create a task force focused on missing and murdered Indigenous women. Several people affected by the issue testified at a legislative committee hearing yesterday. KUER's Kate Gretzinger has more.
Cassandra Begay says her family left the Navajo Nation to escape violence on the reservation, but she wasn't able to leave the issue behind.
I had an aunt who was murdered in 2018, and then my cousin's sister was murdered in May of this year. The murders were very gruesome, and it's very difficult to process sometimes.
Begay was one of many who testified about missing and murdered relatives yesterday. American Indians experience the highest rate of homicide of all races in Utah, but there's little information about why the rate is so high. That's according to Moroni Benali. He runs an organization aimed at reducing domestic violence in Native communities and spoke in support of the legislation.
This task force will ensure that we understand why this elevated risk exists for Native American women, girls, and LGBT in both reservations and urban areas.
Romero says she plans to file the bill in the upcoming state legislative session. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
Salt Lake City is considering using the Utah State Fairgrounds as a year-round public market for food, handmade goods, and a variety of other vendors. Yesterday, the Redevelopment Agency Board heard the results of a feasibility study on the project.
The people are there, the products are there, and the place is accessible but challenged.
Fran Prine is with the consulting firm hired to look into it. Their study found that those challenges include ADA accessibility, staffing, and other competing markets. The Fair Park is within a 10-minute drive of one-third of Salt Lake's metropolitan residents. The former president of a prominent Salt Lake City figure skating club has been arrested on suspicion of trying to set up a sexual encounter with a 13-year-old girl. Court documents show that Matthew Gregory Shepard was charged yesterday. Prosecutors allege he contacted an undercover FBI agent posing as a teenage girl online. Shepard was president of Salt Lake Figure Skating at the time of the alleged activity. The organization says he recently stepped down. The club is home base for Salt Lake native Nathan Chen, the world figure skating champion and Olympic medalist. Four rural businesses in Utah will use grants from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to invest in lower energy costs. One of them, Halterman Brothers, Inc. in Parowan, plans to install two solar arrays projected to save the family-owned farm more than $62,000 a year. The Rural Energy for America program, REAP, also will help spark innovation in American Fork, Hammerhead of Brigham City, and AE Properties in Logan. The grant recipients all plan to install solar arrays that will replace 98 to 100% of annual electricity generated by traditional means. That according to USDA Rural Development Utah State Director Randy Parker. REAP's Utah grantees are among the 621 awards announced yesterday. The money bolsters job creation, infrastructure improvements, business development, housing and community facilities, and high-speed internet access in rural areas. States vary widely in their policies about what care they give to women who are pregnant and behind bars. That's according to a new report from the Prison Policy Initiative. Ray Ellen Bichel of our Mountain West News Bureau reports.
The state-by-state review by the research and advocacy organization found that all states in the Mountain West do have policies limiting the use of restraints on pregnant women. But with the exception of Montana, the region lacks policies specifying nutrition requirements. Utah and Nevada are among 22 states that don't have guidelines on care for high-risk pregnancies. And Utah is also one of 12 states without policies on the books requiring that pregnant women receive prenatal care from a medical professional. A 2004 survey by the Federal Bureau of Justice Statistics found that about half of pregnant women in state prisons said they'd received prenatal care. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichel.
A proposed wild horse and burro pilot project in Congress is getting pushback from a bipartisan group of lawmakers. E&E News reports that the issues are threefold: birth and fertility control, additional roundups, and increased adoptions. A total $41 million was approved by appropriations committees to test the strategies, but House Natural Resources Chairman Raul Grijalva and other lawmakers are seeking a cap of $6 million for the pilot. The plan to round up 130,000 wild horses and burros from federal rangelands through 2030 has lawmakers seeking language that prohibits using funds for permanent sterilization of captured mares. They also say the plan could triple the number of captured horses in burros and could cost billions in taxpayer money. Lawmakers are concerned about potential sweeping and negative alterations to the Wild Free-Roaming Horses in Burros Act of 1971. The Bureau of Land Management continues to struggle to manage more than 88,000 wild horses in burros across the West. That's more than three times the number of animals the rangelands can sustain without damaging vegetation, soils, and other resources. I'm Diane Majapinto, KUER News.